Here's a chance to catch up on one of our favorite local musician, Rosie Carson, who's a fiddle player and a singer and just an all-around great person. Rosie, thanks for being here again.
Yeah, great to be
back. So, you know, when we first started talking to you years and years ago, you were doing gigs in local bars and pubs and dives here, and now you're playing in bars and pubs and dives all over Europe. So why don't you tell us about what you've been up to over there?
Oh, well, playing with Kevin Dempsey, mostly in just England and Scotland.
Who's Kevin Dempsey?
Kevin Dempsey, he's a great folk guitarist from Coventry. He was in Whippersnapper with some of the Fairport Convention guys and Dando Shaft. So he's an old folky.
Okay, so we're going to assume that everybody knows who Fairport Convention is, one of the, you know, the first of the folk rock bands from England. And Kevin Dempsey's played with a bunch of them and the band called Whippersnapper. And you've been touring with him for the past, three years now?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. There's a lot of folk clubs around England. So that's mostly where we play, is at some folk clubs, which are in pubs or in just other clubs. So they have like a following already, but there's a real following for folk music there.
And Kevin Dempsey, I mean, he's got his own career. He's been doing this for a number of years. How did the two of you get in together?
My dad knows Kevin from a long time ago because my dad's an old folky too. So Kev came over to our house a few times when I was a little kid, when I was just learning how to play. And we just played a few times together and just decided to do an album in 2009.
And that's been the first of how many now?
Well, there's the third one is under construction right now.
Okay. And we should mention, too, your dad, Steve Carson, has been in Cincinnati for years and years and has actually put on a number of concerts with people of that same musical genre over the years. And one of the groups that he's brought into town is Fairport Convention. And these are guys that you've played with and also toured with over the years, haven't you? You and Kevin?
We're planning on doing, we just got the winter tour, which they do every year, for 2015. So it's kind of a while away, but it's a big deal. It's 30 days, I think, in the UK, all over the place, and nice theaters and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, so let's shift gears now and talk about the stuff you're doing here in the States. You're kind of traveling back and forth, and now you're here in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a show that, you did one with Richard Thompson, your band, fronting for Richard Thompson just a few days ago. That went pretty well.
Yeah.
And then there's another show that's coming up on the 16th. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we did this last year. We've put together a benefit concert for Cancer Family Care of Cincinnati, which is like a counseling center where people that have cancer or are going through cancer with their families can go and talk to someone. We've just put on a benefit concert on April 16th at 7 o'clock. It's the Rosie Carson Band, the Grave Blankets, and Tickled Pink. So it's going to be a really fun night, and it's free to get in. We're just asking for donations, whatever you can pitch in.
So who else is in the Rosie Carson Band?
It's Justin Todhunter from Jake Speed and the Freddies, and Chris Goins and Johnny Cassetter from Rattlesnake and Daddies.
And then you mentioned another band called the Grave Blankets. You're in that one, too?
Yeah, I'm in that one, too. I'm more on the side for that one. That's Chris Arducer's band with George Cunningham and Bob Nyswanger.
And then the third band you mentioned?
Yeah, Tickle Pink. That's Bam Powell, Scott Coverett, and Bob Nyswanger.
Okay, so we're getting all these gigs in. And after this, then, you've got more gigs around the area?
The Rosie Carson Band is playing in September at Dayton Folk Festival.
Oh, okay. And also, I want to ask, too, you have a recording career with Kevin Dempsey, and you mentioned, another one coming out soon. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, we've been working on it for a while. It's called Nightbirds. We're just working out some technical kinks of it. The recording is all done, so the material is all on there, and I think it'll be good. It's the same vibe as our other ones, but it's some neat material, I think.
Got a release date yet?
Hopefully by October.
Okay. And let me ask, too, this is kind of maybe a personal question, but you're hopping back and forth, and
yeah.
I'm a little jealous of this. What are the pluses or minuses of living in the UK and or living in the US?
I really like the UK, and it's very different than here. There's a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. It's cramped, so you're always in traffic, and I miss Skyline and Graders. when I'm over there.
Oh, boy. We've been speaking with Rosie Carson, who's back in town for some dates, and she's hopping back and forth playing folk music with Kevin Dempsey and doing recording as well. Thanks very much for telling us what's going on in your life.
Oh, yeah, great to see you, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.